Stealing audio through LEDs, is Apple's new CSAM scanning tech privacy invasive? And Synology warns of botnet malware. All that coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings, I am Shannon Morris and this is ThreatWire for August 10th, 2021. This is your weekly summary of the threats to our security, privacy, and internet freedom. We have a bunch of privacy news to get into, so let's go ahead and get into the first story. Ben-Gurion University, they never let us down with their air-gapped attacks, and I always love talking about them. This week, they have found another novel way to spy on electronic conversations, this time with an attack that they have dubbed Glowworm. Yes, glowworm. It can look for teeny tiny fluctuations in the power LEDs on your speaker or USB hubs and convert that into audio signals. So a team of researchers over at Ben-Gurion University analyzed several different PC speakers, IoT smart speakers, and USB hubs and found the power indicator LEDs would fluctuate a minute amount whenever audio signals were fed through the attached speakers. So cool. Now, normally with your own human eye, you can't see these kind of changes in the LEDs, but a photodiode can and an optical telescope can. It's a perceptible flicker whenever the speakers have a change in electrical current. This is converted into an electrical signal, and that can be converted into an analog digital converter, then played back. Now, since this happens via visual cues, air gapping would not necessarily work as a countermeasure, and a victim would not likely expect this kind of off-network attack to happen. Now, to note though, Glowworm only works for voices or audio coming over a speaker, not for folks or audio in the physical vicinity of the speaker. So if you are making a call to someone over a speaker, their voice could be captured by Glowworm, but yours would not. You can also circumvent this attack by hiding the power LEDs, turning them away from a window, for example, or putting blackout tape over them. Glowworm works over long distances, as much as 35 meters, but it needs that clear line of sight to an LED. Manufacturers could also decouple LEDs from the power line on a product and stick it on a GPIO port of a microcontroller instead, for example, or by adding a capacitor in parallel to the LED as a low-pass filter. It's also important to note that this could not be done using a video camera because cameras have limited FPS rates and audio sampling rates. The researchers included a video showing the attack as well as audio results that you can listen to on their very website, linked via my Patreon and my RSS feeds. Unfortunately, I can't put all my links down below a YouTube video. Now, unsurprisingly, the farther you get away from the speaker, the harder it is to understand the audio, and same with Glowworm. Also to note, some of the audio is easier to pick up on certain products than others. Now, manufacturers have been notified of this attack, and you can read the entire synopsis on the links down below. This is going to be a long story, so trigger warning for CSAM, or CSAM for short, which stands for, well, YouTube might flag this video, so we will just say it's sensitive pictures of kids. On Thursday of last week, Apple announced a new feature that they are bringing to iOS, iPadOS, watchOS, and macOS in an effort to limit the spread of CSAM here in the United States. Now, after this news broke, there has been a lot of hot takes on this controversial topic. One is taking the approach of privacy should be a right. The other side of the coin arguing that privacy isn't even a thing in 2021. You have a smartphone, so you have no privacy anyways, which, that's definitely an opinion. Now, on the surface, that does not sound that controversial. Most companies do scan for CSAM here in the US anyways already, and they have to turn over that information in legal warrants. Apple does this already in the iCloud, as other tech giants do as well for their own cloud storage options. But Apple in particular is planning to do this on the client side, as photos are uploaded to the iCloud, as well as using on-device machine learning to vet iMessage iMessage content that is sent or received by minors under the age of 13 as well as up to 17 to warn parents of explicit photos. So on the not so controversial side, Apple is also going to introduce an update to both Siri and Search that displays this thing they called an intervention. If a user tries to search for CSAM related topics, that would alert the user that that interest in this topic is harmful or problematic. So first is this iMessage update. This machine learning analyzes image attachments. Now, Apple did go into some technical properties of this feature through PDFs, which you can read on their website. And they did mention that Apple does not get access to the message and that it's going to be an opt-in setting that parents have to control through the family sharing feature. Now, if a child receives a sensitive or explicit photo, it will be blurred and the child will be warned, along with given options to proceed with viewing the photo and prompted that parents will also get a notification. The same applies if a child wants to send a photo. The photo would be saved to the parental control section for parents to review. Now, kids between 13 to 17 will also get a warning, but no parental notification. As for the CSAM scanning, Apple is using image hashes provided by the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, along with other child safety organizations, to scan photos with something they're calling Neural Hash, which works using the cryptographic protocol called Private Set Intersection, or PSI. That determines if there's a match without revealing the actual result. And side note that I did want to mention, Google also uses the PSI protocol for password checkup in Chrome. Scanning is automatic, though it only works when iCloud photo sharing is enabled. The hash itself is stored locally on the user's device. Now, to quote Apple, the device creates a cryptographic safety voucher that encodes the match result along with additional encrypted data about the image. This voucher is uploaded to iCloud Photos along with the image. Now, to interpret the hashes, Apple is using another cryptographic technology, and this one is called threshold secret sharing, to see if an iCloud photo account crosses a threshold of known bad imagery. This then gets manually reviewed for human confirmation. Then the user's account is disabled and the material is reported to NCMEC and law enforcement. Again, to quote Apple, the system ensures the contents of the safety vouchers cannot be interpreted by Apple unless the iCloud Photos account crosses a threshold of known CSAM content. The threshold is set to provide an extremely high level of accuracy and ensures less than 1 in 1 trillion chance per year of incorrectly flagging a given account. Now, if a user is incorrectly flagged, they can file an appeal. So, as an auntie to three adorable little nieces, their protection is very important to me, and I am sure that others relate to that as well. But also, privacy advocates and researchers worry that this could be expanded to detect other kinds of content, or it could be used to frame innocent people. While not widely discussed, the iMessage update will hopefully not be influenced by any kind of gender bias from the machine learning, and will hopefully be able to distinguish between innocent photos or actual sensitive content. I mean, I can imagine parents getting tons of false flags after a birthday party at a pool in the summertime with all of their kids. Many are concerned that this is basically Apple building a backdoor into their device encryption, while Apple themselves have advocated for end-to-end encryption, even battling government agencies on users' privacy rights. This seems to kind of muddy those waters. This is very, very well intentioned. We all know this and we can all agree with that. But does this run afoul of their own encryption stances? Should laws change or Apple be required to do so, this machine learning could be expanded to look for additional types of photos or sensitive content. Now, to that regard, Apple has pushed back with an FAQ stating that they will not accede to any government's request to expand it. Apple also mentioned that the hashes will not be expanded by Apple, and the list of hashes is the same across all platforms. Or maybe Apple added the CSAM detection before upload because they want to add end-to-end encryption in the iCloud. Who knows? At this time, any predictions are plausible, but they are not indeed fact. Now, this will roll out in the US in iOS 15 and macOS Monterey in the coming months. If you are concerned about this new scanning technology and you want to make your voice heard, you can sign an open letter over at appleprivacyletter.com. I absolutely love it whenever y'all send me those adorable pictures of your pets. So these are a few from my Hush Puppy Patreon Alliance members. And also I wanted to say thank you so much to all of my newest patrons this week for joining. I did this really fun video call last week with my patrons and I got to show y'all my new studio, which is where I'm recording right now. We chatted about DEF CON and Black Hat, all sorts of fun stuff. It was so much fun and I laughed many, many times. Y'all are great. That's a monthly perk, and I have another one coming up in a week or two. Patreon.com/threatwire, as always, for that. And as soon as you sign up, you get access to all of those ongoing perks. Okay, with that said, on to the third news story. Now, I have three Synology NAS boxes. Yes, I know it's overkill, but I gotta manage all of my 4K video files and my Plex server somehow, and I found that Synology NASs are amazing for that, so that's what I use. So a viewer knows this, and they sent this story to me. Synology is warning customers about a botnet called Stealth Worker that's targeting NAS devices in a brute force campaign. This also can lead to ransomware, so listen up, because this is important. Synology released a security advisory detailing these attacks. After infecting Synology NAS boxes, Stealth Worker targets other Linux systems on a network. It will use already infected devices to go on and target other devices by guessing common administrative credentials. If successful, it will install the malicious payload, which may include ransomware. Any infected devices could carry out additional attacks on other Linux devices, including those Synology NAS boxes. Now, Synology explains that you can protect against these attacks by changing weak admin credentials, which you should be doing so already, enabling account protection and auto block, and setting up multi-factor authentication whenever possible. If you have multiple users, apply password strength rules for all of your users. Disable the system default admin account. Auto block can be enabled from the control panel to block IP addresses if they have too many failed login attempts. And you can run security advisory to check for weak passwords on your system. You can also enable firewall in the control panel and only allow public ports whenever necessary. Snapshot is an additional feature that can keep your NAS system immune to encryption-based ransomware. Now, this is not the first time that Stealth Worker has been in the news. It was first seen about 2 years ago when it was used to exploit vulnerabilities in Magento, PHP MyAdmin, and cPanel to deploy skimmers on payment pages and sites. Now, I am pretty excited because my tech channel, which is youtube.com/ShannonMorse, just like my name, it just hit 60,000 subscribers. Can you believe it? I certainly cannot. I can't believe that many people want to watch my awkward self. I don't know why, but thank you so much for subscribing. But I know a lot of y'all watch my content on both channels, both here and there. So thank you. You are awesome. And I really appreciate it. And it's getting kind of crazy. And with that, do not forget to like and subscribe to this channel as well, because this channel is crazy awesome too. I'm Shannon Morse, and I will see you on the internet.